Now, back to that meeting in Moscow today. The presidents of Russia and France talked in the Russian capital. Then French leader Nicolas Sarkozy and Russia's Dmitry Medvedev announced steps to resolve the crisis in Georgia. They said Russia will withdraw its troops from parts of the country it's still occupying, provided the European Union deploys at least 200 monitors to the areas. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus is in London. So this sounds kind of successful, Jonathan. Will we have to wait and see if what has been agreed today is actually implemented, or do you see this as a hopeful sign?
Well, to an extent, it's a hopeful sign. But if diplomacy is the art of the possible, then this visit by French President Nicolas Sarkozy is very much doing what is possible. The Russians have made it very clear that they are not going to overturn their decision to recognize South Ossetia and Abkhazia. The French seem to have put that to one side. They appear to have made some progress in getting Russian troops out of what people are already beginning to call Georgia proper, a Georgia outside of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. But that is as far as it goes, and we'll see whether that withdrawal, which of course Europeans would say should have been encompassed by the original ceasefire agreement, we'll see whether that takes effect within a month.
Right, and that original ceasefire agreement did not actually conceive of the likelihood that Russia would recognize South Ossetia and Abkhazia's independence.
Well, it didn't. So in that sense, we've moved on to a rather new situation. And of course, one of the problems of that original ceasefire agreement, which I think in fairness to the French, it was kind of written almost on the back of a postcard. It was done to try and halt Russian tanks in their tracks. I think one of the great problems of that agreement was it was extremely vague. And so it's not clear yet whether the discussions today have resolved any of the very detailed issues that were really left out of the original agreement.
I mean, there was a lot of talk today that the EU does not have much leverage with Russia. Why do you think Russia appears to be making some concessions now?
Well, I think the Russians, for a whole variety of reasons, want to appear reasonable. They presumably don't intend to sit in significant parts of Georgian territory and exert this stranglehold forever. So I think the Russians have, as it were, allowed themselves a certain amount of space to appear to compromise. But, you know, the Europeans keep on saying things like there can't be business as usual with Russia or whatever. Actually, what President Sarkozy has said today is, in effect, that if the Russians pull back to the two enclaves, if they do, in many ways, if they do less than what was actually set out in the original six-point agreement, because that contained stipulations about reducing forces in the two enclaves back to the pre-conflict levels. If the Russians do that, then, he says, European-Russia talks, which have been postponed, could take place in October. So, you know, cynics might say that the Russians appear to be being rewarded for steps that are less than the whole commitment that they signed up to in the original text. And I think that really does underline the short-term powerlessness of outside countries to influence Moscow's behavior.
And do you think that all this will translate as possibly dialing back the tension between Russia and the West, specifically the U.S.?
Well, I think if there can be some kind of compromise around the facts on the ground, and those facts on the ground have been established by Russian military force, then I suppose in the immediate sense it does to an extent dial down, as you say, the immediate tensions. It takes the edge off them, perhaps. More broadly, everyone is looking around to see what pressure they can bring to bear against Moscow. I think a very good example of that is the U.S. administration's decision to withdraw a nuclear cooperation agreement from Congress. This was an agreement which essentially was going to see the Russians processing fuel from around the world to make it in a form that would not be usable for nuclear weapons. The Russians were going to make a great deal of money out of that. So the American administration has pulled this, at least for the time being. This agreement was supposed to be a key plank of President Bush's non-proliferation efforts. So there are losses for the American side as well. And I think that really exemplifies the great difficulty now in this extremely joined up, globalized world of finding levers that you can pull to bring any immediate pressure to bear on the Russians.
Well, Jonathan Marcus, thanks very much. That's the BBC's diplomatic correspondent there, Jonathan Marcus.